Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Your person, you want to use Obe Philippa will free beside the Wagalali and in chain will be catcher in the set. Wuda, your person, you want to use. I've been ready with that. I'll go further and read Luke chapter 21, verses number 34 to 36. Luke the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses. The Bible said, take heed unto yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. The Bible said, as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Arguably, I have said that this is the most profound and relevant scripture in the Bible at this present moment in which we live. Arguably, there are other theologians that can argue that, but I can be able to say that these three verses summarizes the times in which we are living in. And you listen to your sound and give me some refinement, I will be thankful. And I'm broken, I'm kind of one. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And so I'm going to use opportunity for us to delve into this particular scripture just a little bit, and then I will allow you to take a seat, and then we can study something from God's word. Just like the song, your best son will say, yes, Christ, you know, Sabri, or is yes, of course, he's doing that right now. Sabri, or the Nasampano, and my cross, yeah, praise God. Now, let me take that particular scripture to the old software and let us read it in four different versions of the scriptures. And everybody that is with us online, we are going to project it also online for you. Share the page and start a watch party. This is a very, very important and astute service tonight. We are in God's presence and we do not take it for granted at all. Yeah. And so this is a scripture, but we will want to read it in different versions. So this first version says, in this first word, the Bible said, be careful not to let yourselves become occupied with too much feasting and drinking and with the worries of this life, or that day may suddenly catch you. The Bible said in verse number 35, like a trap, it will come upon all people everywhere on earth. And therefore, be on watch. Pray always, shut that thing off. Pray always that you will have the strength to go safely through all those things that will happen and to stand before the Son of Man. This is a very serious scripture. Let's look at it in NLT very quickly. The Bible says, watch out, don't let your hearts be dulled. Yeah, with carousing and drunkenness and by the worries of this life. In other words, the Bible is making a repetitive and a retreative stance by telling all of us gathered here and everybody who is watching and those of you who are going to watch later. God's word is saying that the worries of this life can interrupt you, can blur your visibility and blur your understanding. The worries of this life can make you not see the goodness of the Lord and the urgency of the times in which we are living in. The worries of this life. And this is one of the reasons why, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to be content. Contentment. Content. Now, when in short, your war. Content. You know what I teach the Bible students, and I keep telling them, a young professor said, you know what tinem one to see a tinem one to a kubia a tuning them. I'm serious. Life runs with seasons, and God controls the seasons and the times. And what happens, ladies and gentlemen, is that the grace of God gives one person a season, just like the Bible said, the promotion does not come from the east or from the west, but God is the judge. He lifts up one and sets down another. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, what happens is that God has a season for everybody. Everybody has a season. Yeah, there is a time set for everything under the sun. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 3 makes it very clearly to everybody. There is a time and a season set for every event under the sun. And so when you can understand the principles of time, then you will understand possibly what I am talking about. Hallelujah. Proverbs, no, it's Ecclesiastes rather. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse number 1. Let's start from verse 1 so we can be able to understand it from verse number 1. The Bible said, to everything there is a season. To everything there is a season. To ministry there is a season. To marriage there is a season. Yeah, to entrepreneurship, to business, to investment there is a season. To parenting, Christian parenting, there is a season. There is a season for everything. To everything there is a season. You can start up with something and you will, you know, when we started this ministry from the beginning, the first person who was our first music director, who started the music ministry, you know, was Mr. Teria. At the time, he was a corporal. The Lord through me prophesied to him that one day you will become an IGP. Yeah. And in our eyes, we saw this guy rising through the ranks. He became a sergeant, he became an inspector, he became a chief inspector, ASP, DSP. Now, I think he's a CCOP or Assistant Commissioner of Police. He is in charge of the police band in Kumasi. Yeah. And I just looked at him. At the time, he was just a corporal. But to everything there is a season. To everything there is a season. You know, I tell the people who serve around us, I tell them, what you are doing, there is no salary for it. And therefore, you miss salary and miss blessing. It cannot happen that way. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. Pastor Paul Nestras here, you know, when we lived in Sapi, man, he lived with us first. And I told him month by month, yeah, because it's very easy for you to brigu. Very, very easy. Very, very easy. Maminchino unipa awamo tai brigu. The people who stay in the ministry for a long time, and then they become familiarized with anointing. Oftentimes, there are people who have been in the ministry for a long time, but they don't want to familiarize themselves with the anointing. They revere it, they respect it, they honor it, and they give glory to God for that anointed person. Yet, you see the blessings of God over them. And there are also the group of people who are arrogant and proud and disloyal and unfaithful, who are wicked. Here, they are very, very wicked. Yet, they are unfriendly friends. And friendly enemies. I will repeat what I said. They are unfriendly friends and friendly enemies. I'm serious. The people, I'm taking a bit of the time with the introduction. Thank you, sweets. I appreciate all of you. And it's not only in the ministry, you know, not because Dede is my baby girl, you know, but one person who has never wanting to rubbish the anointing and the grace of God that I carry. Never. Never. She respects me as a person and then respects me as a man of God. She understands that I had the privilege to marry anybody at the time, you know, but she had the privilege to marry her pastor. So the honor is not a joke. I'm one of the most pampered people in the world. Yeah. My wife pampers me a lot. A lot. Treats me like a king. Yeah. It's not, you know, and we got two. No, no, no. I'm served as a king. Respect and honor. It's not today. I have seen those honor in all our crazy moments, and then I see those honor in the blessed moments. I see the honor from day one, and it has continued till now. If you want something to bless you, you honor the thing. You respect that thing, and that thing blesses you. Anything you don't respect cannot bless you. I was telling for us in Bible class here last Wednesday. I said, if you want a car and you are already, you know, cursing somebody with a car, there ain't no car coming to you. A car cannot come to you. The moment somebody is driving a car, we mumu tunku king. Oben antiache. Oben antiache. Oben antiache. Say a good amen. And so bring back the scripture that to everything there is a season and a time, you know, to every purpose under the heaven. The Bible said in verse number 2, there is a time to be born, a time to die. There is a time to plant and a time. I want you to note carefully what we are dealing with tonight, because this is a serious thing. There is, you have been born, but a time will come that you will die. There is a time to die. A day will come, you will die. Because I'm no bagbo. Yeah. And when you can understand these principles very well, you know, you will live your life wisely and prudentially. You will not just get up, you know, making very useless, hopeless, empty, random, drastic, and senseless decisions. You will rather live in the premise very, very well, you know, very well, redeeming the times. The days in which you are living are always evil. And so when I look at it, I look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 15, 16 and 17. The Bible always makes some warning to the New Testament church. And to this morning day church, it's a season that you walk circumspectly. Not as fools, but wise. Change it into a different version. In this version, the Bible is saying emphatically clear, be careful how you live. Don't live like ignorant people, but like wise people. Yeah. Another version, possibly before we proceed to another verse. In this version, the Bible said, so be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Let's get an NIV or message. So watch your step. Use your head. I like this one. Watch yourself and use your head. Do you know that as I'm speaking to you today, another person have killed his girlfriend in the Volta region. Reason, my girlfriend is cheating on me. Nonsense. Rubbish. Your girlfriend can cheat on you as long as you don't have any commitment on her life. She can do that. She has the right to do that. It's her decision. If she wants to, if she doesn't want to, she can drop you like hot kele wele. It's her decision. Don't love a fool. Don't give your heart to a fool. The fools will kill you. The fools, yeah, that is what they will do. Asia fool ni bekumo. Because when you some fast forward, does not know your worth and your value. I'm serious. Huh? If your wife does not treat you well and does not respect you and does not honor you and is not submissive to you, it is because she doesn't know your worth. Same thing. If you don't respect your wife, love your wife, honor your wife as a Christian man, and number two, as a man of God, it simply means that you don't know the worth and the value of your precious wife. I'm seriously talking. Was that waiting here? Hallelujah. Don't love a fool. Don't give your heart to a fool. Fools don't know how to take care of women. Fools don't know how to take care of men. Fools don't know how to keep a home. Fools don't know how to cherish love. Theirs is to take advantage of your body and enjoy it. Fools don't know how to, let's just have fun and have a conversation and have this, you know, a nice time. Fools don't know how to walk a wife, a husband, a fiancé of a fiancé in the garden talking about everything and virtually nothing. Fools don't know how to do that. Fools will let you stop church. I have seen it over the time as a pastor. I've seen it. Sister, you know what? I am yet to know anybody who has such a voice. I'm serious. There is nobody in Ghana that I can compare that lady to. Nobody in voice. She was a member of this church. She was a member of our worship team. And what then I come command kwa siya fuibi. 37! Yes, you know. Yeah. As you have found me, I'm sorry. Yes, you know, but I was made you fool. It's made you fool. We are called to quotation. Mama, I'm going to mama and kasa mukunano. As you have found and kasa man, sorry. Omo TV no mama instructions. Utimi wo onyem girl na no adwane. I'm talking about husband. Onyem no 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 adwane ye nhu no. Abofra ni timi di 2 years ni en 2 ni di. Opie bie mu a na obenyem ne bio. Nkwasi afu adwuma no no. Mudie entie. Be careful how you live. Me nim se wi nu omo hye no na omo de be yantam aya se nu. I don't know. Me ntimi hunu. So for mama ye yin ni ato baby. Be yi. Praise the name of the Lord. Put back the scripture. Let us work. Put back the scripture. So watch your steps. Use your head. Let your head work. I'm serious.
Yeah, why? Yeah, Jimmy Kakrebia Kahwa will be millionaires.
Kakirabi, sit down and use your head. Sit down and use your head. Sit down and use your head.
And can't you say when you're framing things and panoramica? You're crying, kick him away, you kick him away, and you're not crying. You're crying, and you're young.
Use your head! Use your head.
Use your head. Wouldn't you mean can't you remember? And to now, when opportunity is certain in your face.
Because if you can seize the opportunity in these last days, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, and then they say, you know, just a bema di ama wanzan wajiada se. Use your head. I'm talking to you. Use your head. To me, am I right? To me, am I right? When you know, I look at certain promising person or your potential. Please.
One of my boys was telling me last Sunday, as Papa Nkampe said, you know, me kofa perfumes, any deodorant sprays, that you free, and I'm the famous, and yet that you free, she that plan. Monday, 4 hours, me koye business, a piece card, you have a time in ministry, a G.
You need that. We here.
Why should you be frustrated? By ministry, we have been crying on mask. Because
you pay up frustrated because you're married. A simple na me catch na. Nya dia ka pray mau. Nya dia de mau. Tiriya me kan. Amo manin preach.
If we can use our head just a little bit, I'm serious. We have our vaccine, as a nation, Misuma woman, I cry for this nation. So we sit down and other people discover an invention, an innovative idea. Then we go and buy it and come and use it. We are failed as a nation. If that is our pet, it me am I more helpless people, more thing am my ma. Ya dear bienio, ya boy see, et thing am I intimisa. Ya mo mo quite da. No kofio no mukubana no we wo. Kuruba, I want to see a friend helpless one. Yam fremo. Yet you could have vaccine that. Vaccine the good bend to him. Yet you have the good bend to him. Your vaccine, no, you the good bend to him. I saw back when you saw, yeah. By now, Opa, me and more bend to I can see an abaco. Mama, come for Opa, me and more back with a whoopery. Ankasabe hunu se bibi wo yes. You know, when I look at last Sunday scripture, you know, Genesis chapter 4 verse number 19, and I think about the innovative ideas that is embedded in this particular scripture, it shocks me. King James Version. The Bible said, and Lamech took two wives. One of the wives was Hadad, the other one was Zillah. The precious Bible said in verse number 20 that Hadad, he gave birth to Jubal, and he was the founder of all them that dwelt in tents and had cattle. In other words, he was the father of construction, architecture, ambience, engineering. He was the father of all them that went into, you know, creative inventions into building, construction, and all construction projects, building bridges, building tunnels, building, you know, dams, building all kinds of engineering. And also he was the founder of all them that had cattle. That simply means that he was the founder of agriculture, the processing of foods from raw materials into processed foods. He had power to process all these. In other words, he was not just a lazy guy sitting there because his father is rich. No. In other words, all the people, he was the father of rice crisps, he was the father of cocoa pox, rice cornflakes, and all that, Cerelac, cow and may, and SMA, you know, and all this kind of, he was the father of this way chocolate drink, neat fufu, processing food into, you know, from its raw material into a processed state, adding value to it. Yesterday, I was so saddened when I sat by the news on United Television, and while the news was going, it was about chocolate, cocoa products. And they went to Mimikuru Mukweu. When was the last time you ate chocolate? An old man! I almost cried by my television. An old man took one bar of chocolate and said, Ebre anami yabo fra anami kosku. Na me papa tobi enu ububi. Emahame. Blessing na! Mini ibida. Minya will be my baby cancer. I have never eaten a bar of chocolate at his age. Sir, since he was born, never tasted a bar of chocolate. Yet, this nation is a rich cocoa nation. And we can even celebrate Chocolate Day. Kwewe yan will be so nibi.
Go to up north. Go to east. Not to east. Not to west. And go and ask. You will be shocked.
Yeah? Let me tell you one thing. You are even privileged to be in Accra. I could ask you how to sit in here. We internet here. You are blessed. You are blessed. Even though God has come kind, I will feel in general. And now I say, if we can put our minds to it a little bit, we will be millionaires. Put your head to it. Put your head to work. Yeah, He's giving you a very powerful machine. It's called brain. It is in your head. Use it. Use it. Use it. I keep telling people that the things that you do not respect, those are the inventions and those are the investments where the billions are. One young man, you know, who lived in England, suffered many, many, many years, was not making any breakthrough. One day decided to take a holiday. His holiday took him to the Seychelles and Madagascar. And then when he went to the Seychelles, he realized that nobody ate snails. And the whole world, if you are looking for one place where there are too many of them, is in the Seychelles. And so what this guy did, he went back to England and remortgaged his house, got some equity out of it. And then with that money, went back to the Seychelles. And then he decided to rent a house and live there. And all that he was doing was he was Osoriano Pa, Okobongwa, Nu Esina, No Ahata, or Yemwejanye. America. One stick, $5. $5. Show baby was say 20 cities. But and one ankasa, you're fanakwa. It's in the panico fanaqua, and we'll have $25. America will pay Ghana the near the resident who got to America 2 times. You will be more a Pesian in Kruma a good domino for what domo because we'll be on my for 3 years. We need it, yeah. For 3 years, we need it. America for what to America, the Ben and Yab and Gunning Krumedi, yeah, or say never. I didn't cook of food. Mponchi fun. Anya woba wiam wan wono se wo wi fun. Brodom de bibe shim. Wan wan de bibe shim. To hu America for no a wo ye tobom tobom. Having to talk about America, let me use the opportunity to commiserate with all the families of the 10 people who were bombed who were shot yesterday, last night into today. 10 people have been shot in Colorado and shot to death. I use the opportunity to commiserate because it's just 4 days ago that some 7 Asians were also shot like that. You know, I come to a realization that in this end time, when the Bible said, and pray ye, watch ye therefore, and pray ye that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that are coming to pass, the things that are coming to pass are not too much. It will be unbearable for anybody to bear. And these are some of the things. As I'm speaking to you, there are problems all over the world. But the world is experiencing different problems at different places. America is experiencing shooting. Go to Myanmar. Myanmar, they can throw a pregnant woman to the ground. And soldiers can rape the pregnant woman until she dies. Myanmar would take a baby from a woman and throw the baby into fire. Then the baby will burn to ashes. These are the wickedness that are being purported all around the world.
You, in other places like Cote d'Ivoire, political uncertainness and incontentedness, that is what goes on there. If you go to a place like Yemen, you go to meet the heart of terrorism. Yeah, where they breed ISIS and Al-Shabaab and Boko Haram and place people like that. That is where they are breeding people like that. And then when you go to places like the United Kingdom, families have stayed in the room for almost 1 year in the name of lockdown. Children are bored and parents are uncertain, and they are bored with the routine of life that is keeping them in one place. They just want to go out. They just want to go out. If you go to Nigeria, they are struggling with things like theft, armed robbery, and they are struggling with things like, people kidnapping, and people are demanding ransom. So different problems in different places. When you come to Ghana, yesterday only, what was yesterday's date? 22nd of March. Three people died on the Sphinxes Road in an accident. Three died at Adeso, and three died at Legon Road to Presec. All of them students. The three on the Legon Road are students of Presec. The three at Adeso are students of a Presbyterian school, secondary school there. And the three on the Sphinxes Road are also students. People's children. They've taken them through school, nursery, kindergarten to, basic 1 to 6, JHS 1 to 3. Now they are in SHS. Just like that, they die. Different problems in different places. While these are going on, the foolish ones are killing their girlfriends. The foolish ones are killing their girlfriends. And somebody is saying, don't say they are foolish. Oh, they are. You are not foolish. You get a woman that can cook for you and sleep with you, and you kill that person. Obedjuemo. Simple as ABC. You don't know the worth of a woman. A woman is a cognitive being, an intellectual being, and an astute being. A woman is not just a sex machine. A woman is not a baby making machine. A woman is an intellectual being. A woman is a suitable helpmate. A woman is your partner in development. If you are a wise man, you will know the worth and the value of a woman. A woman is a partner of cognitive thinking. We are thinking together. I don't know what I can do without my baby girl today. I don't know what I can do without all the women in this church. You are phenomenally amazing. I don't know what I can do without all the women on our online church and on television. Thank God for women. Thank God for women. Thank God for women. Jesus made a warning in Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 6. Do not give that holy thing, like your heart and your life. Do not give it to the dogs. Yeah. Matthew chapter number 7 verse number 6. Don't give that which is holy. Don't give it to the dogs. Do not give it to the beast. Don't give it to the swine. Swine for. We'll be a swine. They have forgotten that they are stewards. Different problems going on in different places of the world, and it, it fulfills scripture. Yeah, man born of a woman is short of few, or is a few days full of trouble. Job chapter 14 and verse number 2. Job 14 and the second verse. No, even the first verse. Job 14 verse 1 and 2. I will read to verse number 5. Job chapter 14. The Bible said, a man that is born of a woman is, it's just few days full of trouble. Trouble, tell you. Yeah, once I told you, I know if you as well, you advance before.
Mr. Pastor, I said, to use your head a little bit. This year you must build your own house and go and live in your own house. Can I have a good amen? Yeah. You are not going to sit here thinking to me that you are going to be 45 before you can be able to do something for your mother. Never. I mean, your mother should be able to enjoy your early life. Your mother should be able to enjoy your early life. Buying a house or buying a property for your mother should be a priority. Therefore, you should not be content with 400 Ghana as salary. You should rather press on, believing Almighty God that you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world, to live your productive life, that one day you will be one of the people whose name are written in the books of history as one of the great men who ever walked the earth. It is not because you are called heaven. It is not because we are going to heaven. We just want to die and go to heaven. If that is the case, then let us get ourselves some poison DDT and all of us drink it and we are gone. We are here for a purpose, and that purpose must be fulfilled. When we wake up every morning, there must be an edge and a drive that drives us to that purpose. At all costs, you have to make it. At all costs, you must make it. You must make it in life. Can I hear a good amen? People who are resiliently ready to make life. You know, it is a disgrace. You know, if I die, I live and die in a rented premises. It is a disgrace, like the prophet in the scriptures who died and left a big debt on his children. It is a disgrace, even to the name of the Lord. It is a disgrace. I'm telling you. Therefore, be wise. Bring back the Ephesians. You know, let us work with the Ephesians a little bit. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 15. And we work it to verse number 17. And then by the grace of God, we can be able to work. I have right now 27 minutes to close the service. I see that ye walk circumspectly. In a message, again. In the message, and the message Bible says very clearly, he says, so watch your step, use your head. Go to verse number 16. It will amaze you what the Bible has got to say. Make most of every chance you get. These are desperate times. Oh, as for the desperation of the times, it's just unbelievable. The desperation of the time. These are desperate times. You cannot eat everything you get. You can't. There is no way you are going to eat everything you get. You must pray in tongues, live a holy life, and win souls for Christ. But you can't be poor. You cannot be poor. You cannot be poor. The bag of cement is now 45 Ghana cedis. One bag of cement. 1 ton of 12 mm iron rods, half inch iron rods, at the moment is 53 million Ghana cedis, 5,300. Therefore, when are you going to build your house? It's a question. Don't be thinking when you are getting the next advance for the landlord. Rather be thinking, when am I going to finish my land payment? And at least if it is just, you know, a one bedroom house, I will just put up a little boys quarters and move in and trust God step by step, gradually, here a little, there a little, to be able to build up my own thing and have my peace of mind before Jesus comes back. Is it a good message? Thank you very much. Yeah. And so we are living in very desperate times. School fees are not getting cheaper. I mean, if you want the best for your children, I bet you will pay. You will pay. So life is not getting cheaper. Everything that the Bible said in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 has come to pass. He said, notice that in the last days perilous times will come. Yeah. Notice that in the last days difficult times will come. King James, please always, you know, focus on that. Will come, because men will be lovers of themselves. They will be, you know, covetous. They will be proud and boasters and blasphemous and disappointment, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. If ever he went to say, without natural affection, they will be covenant breakers and false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those who are good. And in verse number 4, he made something very interestingly. He said, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God. And in this last days, in verse 5, the Bible says, having the form of godliness, but they would deny the power of, they would look like Christians, they would talk like Christians, they would talk like preachers, they would talk like prophets, they would behave like gospel musicians, they will behave like people of God. When they sit on radio, television, and on the internet, they will behave like they are angels, but actually they are the devil's incarnate. And ladies and gentlemen, even as I build up on God's word tonight, they are the form of godliness. When somebody proposes to you, baby, you need to check up. Check up! Check up. A young lady sent a little form, to us. And I said, this young man has proposed to me from your church, but I have some little questions. Can you fill this form for me, please? How long did he join the church? How well do you know him? What does he do? How integral is he? And I'm saying, hey. The guy is a member here. He's a part of the flock. And I am watching over him. But what is the meaning of me telling you? Because not all the people that are in the house of God are in alignment with the word of the Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, let me put it very clearly to all of you. Judgment will begin from the house of God. Yeah. Because our level of hypocrisy is unbelievable in the house of God. Our level of carnality. Praise the name of the Lord. So I go further. You know, there is something beneath that particular. Denying the power thereof from such. The Bible said, turn away. He has given you the right that you are living with somebody. Or bro, or a form of godliness, but have denied the power thereof. He said, turn away. It means that leave him. Simple, brother. Walk away. Verse number 6. Let's hear what God's word says. Yeah. For this sort are them which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with things, led away with diverse lusts. Verse 7. That is where the message is going. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They come to church all the time. Yet, I've heard it here. What is any paradigm I say? This is the scripture. Sana yini ni yambra, put it in the new software. Sana yini ni yambra, any more say a DSC. Why not? A sign in no kureno, a DSC. Why you nipa, why drink? I say, why you nipa, why drink? I didn't say it, you be when you're me fee. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. We are casting demons out of somebody through enema. We are not sorry.
This is not a church where, you know, we close and people are like, Pastor, can you pray for me? Please give me direction. This is not the place. This church belongs to people who want to grow in the Lord, who want to bear fruit, who want to grow in the grace of God, who want to be like Jesus. Yeah, who want to be like Jesus, who want to know him for themselves and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. It is Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 10. The people who want to leave the premise of that scripture are the people who come to church in this place. We are preparing them for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. The king is coming again. He's coming with his reward to give unto every man according to his reward. Yeah, or according to his works. Yeah. Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 10. Put it on the thing and let us work. Philippians, the third chapter. Yeah. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. I want to have fellowship with his suffering. I want to be conformed into the image of his death. I want to know Jesus. I want to know Jesus. I want to know Jesus in character, in attitude, in the formation of my faith, in the strength of my conviction. I want to know him. I want to be like him. I want to resemble him. Me person me nene sir. Me person me nini din sir. Me person me yeni su. Me person me yeni seso. Me person me hune radi yesu. Eba mi brenna. I said chira no no. I want to know him. Me person me uno no. Me person me uno no. I want to know Jesus. Want to know Jesus. Me pesa mi uno no. Mi uno na mi ma mi uno na. Mi jiri be uno no mi kunu be uno no. I want to know Jesus. Mi pe Yesu uno no. Mi uno Yesu mi subai will come in alignment with the truth of God's word. Yeah, I want to know Jesus. And when I'm going to know Jesus, I will know Revelation 16:15. And I'm giving you six special scriptures. Anybody that knows Jesus will not joke with it. He said, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked. And they will see his shame. I want to know Jesus so that I will not be naked. I want to know Jesus that he is coming back again like a thief in the night. Blessed is the man that is watching. As for the watching, don't stop watching. And blessed are the people who are keeping their garments. Oh, tell that person, Revelation chapter 3 verse 3, the second scripture. Revelation the third chapter, the third verse. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on you as a thief. The second one, he is coming like a thief still. And thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon you. Everybody, it is repent. But before that, he said, you know, that which you are hearing tonight, and that which you hear every Sunday, and that which you have received freely on podcast and on YouTube and on Facebook, he said, hold on to it. Put this in GNT for me very quickly. Let us read this all to God's glory. He said, remember then what you were taught, yeah, and what you have heard. Obey it and turn from your sins. Obey it and turn from your sins. Somebody, turn away from your sins. And the Bible said, if you do not wake up, I will come upon you like a thief, and you will not know even know the time when I will come. This is serious. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 1 and verse 2 and verse 3, even up to verse 7. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 verse number 1 right up to verse 7. The Bible said, but of the times and of the season, brethren, ye have no need that I should write to you. Verse number 2, the Bible said, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord cometh like a thief. The third time,
in the night. Verse number 3, the Bible said, and when they shall say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Verse number 4, the Bible said, but ye brethren are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. In the verse number 5, the Bible says very categorically clear, ye are all children of light and the children of the day. Ye are not of the night and nor for the darkness. In verse number 6, the Bible said emphatically, therefore let us not sleep. Said you been mad at all. Piawani Belemoingwe. I know you are chill about it. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others. Let us watch. The same watch is here again. And be sober and be vigilant. In verse number 7, the last verse. And for they that sleep, they sleep in the night. And they that are drunken in the night. Who got to sorry, Dama? And can we? Any a kick angel now when he had a sister, I did a neighbor will be four American visa. Who you hear me? I'm serious. Every day, Danny Bass will be four. Open dear toss who are we are see and Gazangelo. As I'm speaking to you right now, South African Airways since last March has never flown to Ghana. All their planes have been grounded. Jobs! People have lost their jobs. Caterers, cleaners, cabin crew, pilots, lost their jobs. Difficult times. Difficult times. The day of the Lord is coming like a thief in the night. The wise will understand what I'm saying. The foolish will just walk away because it doesn't make any sense to them. Yeah. The day of the Lord is coming. Yeah. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Almighty God. I'm talking to somebody, hear the mind of God. Second Peter chapter 3, verse number 10 to 15. I read that to you, and I'm bringing my message to a close. I have some 14 minutes to work with. The Bible said, but that day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. The day will not come like you are expecting it. Sadia will be four bana, you know, sane with a dead neighbor. What the baby? And then if he is the thieves broke into the vicinity, gated community. They broke into his house, put guns on all his security men. Yeah. And then they broke his door, went into upstairs, went to his door, went into his bedroom whilst he's sleeping and put a gun on his head. Three security men were there. Dream woman, the Angobs, Gumananza. And put a gun to his head and said, you see, we can do it. We want you to know we can do it, but we will spare you. And they walk away. They just wanted to tell him we can do it. Same way the day of the Lord can do it. The day of the Lord. When you hear from us, you are almost out, you know, forgetting yourselves. You think we are going to be here forever. But I'm reminding you that you are strangers and pilgrims. Leviticus 25:23. I'm talking to you. Leviticus 25:23. Leviticus chapter 25 verse 23. The Bible said, do not sell the land outright, for the land belongs to me, but you are with me as strangers and sojourners. Psalm 39 and verse number 12. Psalm 39 verse 12. The Bible
yourself, for I am a sojourner and a stranger like all my fathers. Me Yahowo,
me Yahowo. Now say no me Yahowo. I was saying brother, tear me pain, but now you are so many nisu. Yeah,
any when ni am free me ho, I will me nisu ho. Now say no
me Yahowo ni man friend ni, and I tubu de ni se me janumuna. Say me nyako ni, say me free ngwe dia. Anybody me, say no me Yahowo. Olahima bibi o wa waso ya ye ne sesi e bre ni ho. It may not make sense, but I'm telling you, the messages we preach on the streets, we need it in church. I saw in the video free now. Bring those messages to the church and tell the church, repent or perish. You repent or you perish. Luke chapter 13, verse 3 and verse 5. Repent or perish. Repent or perish. Except Jesus said, I say unto you, except you repent, it is an exception. Except you repent, you will perish. You will altogether perish. I am repeating.
Men and women of God.
And on 3rd of what is it? 3rd of April, you'll be ordained and given the oil and mandate to go and work for God. I'm telling you. You can clap your hands. I'm talking to all of you. Because you be to me a bregu. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. The Bible said, you know, not all that say unto me, Lord, Lord, yeah, will go enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 7, 21. Yeah, but they that do well the will of my Father which is in heaven. I finish up with Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 17. The Bible is making a retributive revelation. And in this revelation, Ephesians 3, is that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith. Yeah, that we've been rooted and grounded. Can you highlight these two words for me? Rooted and grounded. This is why we come to Alabaster. We want to be rooted and grounded in the love of God and in the grace of God. Rooted and grounded. To know God for myself. To pray for myself. To believe God for myself. To stand for myself. Until the trumpet sound. When you have a jack and chile, there will be human naming you be mau, you be niha. Yeah, by now, you should be a woman of God by now. By now. It's like you telling your mother, feed me. Feed me. Praise God. I'm talking to somebody here, the mind and the grace of God. Colossians chapter number 2, verse number 6. Let's read from verse number 6. Colossians, the second chapter. The Bible says, yeah, listen, I am still talking to you about rooted and grounded. I want to be rooted and grounded. This is why I don't just listen to any music they call gospel. I want the songs that can root me and ground me. I know what I mean. Yeah. Nama donia wudo, nama yeni awupe, eradie. Yeah, 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 yeah. Songs like that, songs like that. The other one, you know. Ipasa mi uwo, ipasa mi shiano, oye mi yonkuma. Tetelesta werie, tetelesta werie. Tetelesta worry unkwachi wa. Yeah, yeah, songs like that, prayer songs like that, and then worship. Yeah, worship. Yeah, iribo suna okro waswana inche inche osumanye nasimanye
Apunya huru nasumje ya hiribo asu aswa. Glory, hallelujah. Praise his name and lift him high. Praise God. He's coming back. Yeah. When we all get to heaven. Yeah. That's right. That will be when we all see Jesus. We will sing and shout victory. Let's check. Don't sing. We don't need this now. We want double, double. Yeah. Yeah. I will open up my heart ready for your holy fire. I will let you into my mind and into my soul. I'm pledging my life, serving you is my desire. I will be holding, responding to your call. Oh, I will open up my heart ready for your holy fire. I will let you into my mind and into my soul. I'm pledging my life, serving you is my desire. I will behold. Yeah, yeah. Songs like that. Songs like that. Songs like that. I love songs like when Malemli, when Malemli, Abanumwe song. That's right. Osru Kronimu, Osru Kronimu, Ehonamiti, Osru. Yeah. Kwama when Boningwe, Bafuelala, Hallelujah, Kebol Yoshi, Misha Osu, Abanumwe. Yeah, Kwama Boningwe, Hallelujah, Misha Osu, Abanumwe. We don't sing songs like this anymore. Aji, you know, the ones that enthuses us and makes us enthuse, hyper us. But Yahoo was still. Yahoo. And you know, I do not want to wait until these are the songs we'll be singing in the kingdom. These are the songs we'll be singing in the kingdom. Yeah. Your king is coming again. Your king is coming again. But there is work to do. There are too many people who don't know Jesus Christ. And all of us here are end time soldiers. Many people don't know Yesu. All of you here are ambassadors. Go and preach the gospel. Matthew 28:19. Go ye and preach to all nations. Go, don't sit down. Go and preach. Go ye therefore and preach, teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and teach them, teach them, teach them. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and with doctrine. Preach. Preach. Preach Christ and him crucified. Preach Christ and his resurrection. Preach Christ. Christ the King. Christ the Savior. Christ the Redeemer. Go and preach. Let me tell you the good news and then I am done. I have only 5 minutes and I will close. The good news is that God is raising new people, new masters. I want to tell, you know, when I sit down, I can see some very fine people coming up. Very, very, very fine people. God is raising some very fine, refined people. They are coming. They will preach not for bread, not for a price, not for a car, not for anything. They are just selfless. They will work for God. New masters, new prophets, new bishops, new apostles, new businessmen, new politicians. They are coming! They are coming! Stand to your feet. The two hands are lifted. The two hands are lifted. Lord, whatever you're doing in the season, don't do it without me. Please don't do it without. Oh, Lord, whatever you're doing in the season, don't do it without me. Please don't do it without. I can't hear you. Lord, whatever you're doing in the season, don't do it without me. Please don't do it. For the last time, this is your prayer. Oh, Lord,
whatever you're doing
in the season, don't do it without me. Please. Sing it for the last time. Oh, Lord, Lord, whatever you're doing in the season,
don't do it without me.
Please.
Don't do it without me.
Lay your two hands on your head and prophesy. Say, Father, whatever you are doing in this end time, please remember me. Use me, use me, anoint me, use me, set me on fire, use me, set me on fire, use me. I can't hear you. Set me on fire, use me, help her, set me on fire, help her. You Holy Ghost protocol, quick, help me. Can I hear your voice? Protocol, help me. Tito, rakadamia, tu rakadika, rantadana. There is an anointing here. The power of God is at work. Who is on the switch? Help me. Kia,
ba 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 ba, le para ba 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 si andara ba ba, le brasita andara ba ba, le kara ba 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 ya andara ba ba, le pandara ba si andara ba ba, rapandara ba ba ya andara ba ba.
Kia,
si andara ba ba, rapaya.
Kia,
rapara ba ba, repa.
Kia,
le para ba ba si andara ba ba, rapaya andara ba ba, le para ba ba si andara.
Kia,
rapaya andara.
Holy God,
Sandara baba, rapaya ndara baba, ribara baba, ribara basi ndara baba, rapaya ndara baba, ribara baba ya ndara baba.
Sandara basi kaya ndara baba.
Your fire will not quench.
In the name of Jesus,
I declare the mind of God. Your fire will not quench. Go and burn. Judges chapter 15. Verse number 5. Go and burn. You are a firebrand. I dispatch you in power. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap these hands. Everybody online, thank you very much for joining us. Our time is up. And we need to close up now. God willing, I am going to have a Facebook Live this week. And it's just going to be with Abruchi people one-on-one. I want to bring APMM to your doorsteps. And also stand God and believe God with you. That I saw Pape Mumua. Yesterday, last Sunday, by the grace of God, we were able to receive, you know, from this wonderful church, first and second, W3 and F5, 22,000 Ghana cedis from 8 p.m. And myself and my wife, we want to add 10,000 to that to be 32,000 cedis. But we want to raise 100,000 cedis. So we have almost like 70,000 to go. And I want to bring it to Bible study next week. And I want to bring it to our lovely friends on online. We need your help. We want to help the underprivileged and the less privileged among us. So please extend your hand. I prophesy over your finances. You will never run dry. May the favor of God increase you in Jesus' precious name.
Lord, whatever you're doing in the season, don't do it without me. Please.
Don't do it without me.
Oh, Lord, whatever you're doing season, don't do it without me. Please,
don't do it without me.
Lord,
whatever you're doing in the season, don't do it without me.
Thank you. Stand to your feet and let's close. May the Lord bless all of you. We love you. Thank you for coming. Take the word you have heard and go do something with it. May the Lord bless you and favor all of you in Jesus' name. All the guys who watched online, you don't know Christ as Savior, your right hand is on your chest. Say, dear Jesus, I have heard your word. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Come into my heart. Make me born again and a new creation. And Father, I pray for everybody who prayed that prayer, that your grace abound for them in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.